Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In one of my previous podcasts, I briefly talked about different life simulation games before focusing on one smaller indie title in particular, but this time, I'd like to bring full attention to one of the other games I had mentioned in that podcast, InZOI. Much like with Paralives, InZOI is yet another life simulation game that is very similar to the Sims series of games, although this title is much more similar to The Sims than Paralives, since it gives the player a large list of possible actions to choose when interacting with objects or people. But on the other hand, InZOI appears to be much more ambitious in scale compared to The Sims, since other than incredibly realistically detailed graphics, the game allows you to directly control your characters and walk around freely, instead of clicking on a space you want them to walk towards. But the latter is still an option. You can also drive a car freely around the neighbourhood as well, even irresponsibly if you want, like in Grand Theft Auto. There is also an in-game platform that allows and encourages you and other users to share your own creations, from character designs to house designs. And like with most life simulation games, your characters can gradually grow up, have different types of jobs, make friends, find love, and raise a family. Although it should be mentioned that just like with Paralives, InZOI is also currently in early access, meaning that though you can purchase and play the game right now, it is still under development and not a full release game just yet. But this allows players to report any bugs or make suggestions to the developers to help them improve the game. However, over this last year since InZOI first released in early access, the game has received many new features, such as a seaside resort town, Halloween and Christmas themed items and clothing, characters becoming ghosts, high school, business management, crime and courtrooms, and much more. But do keep in mind, if you ever consider trying out this game for yourself, make sure you have a computer that meets the minimum hardware specifications, as a highly detailed and complexly coded game like InZOI requires more power and processing to ensure it runs properly. In other words, a standard computer definitely won't cut it for this sort of game. Anyway, even though it will likely still be a couple of years or so until InZOI exits early access and becomes a full release game, I always look forward to the weekly updates the developers post about the game, and I can't wait to see what other surprises lie in store for InZOI in the future. That's all for now, and as always, join me again next time.